Now we'll go to the Robinson family up on Sunny Nook. There was W.O. Robinson, Edgar, Bertram Robinson, and Guy Chester, and Lilla Marie Robinson. Uncle Will was the oldest. He had two boys and two girls. His wife died at the birth of the youngest one. That was Billy. And the children were brought up by her sister. They lived down in Falls Church, Virginia, right outside of Washington, D.C. And he used to come up with his children in the summertime. And he, matter of fact, I believe the two of the children went to Camp Dakota for a month. And I don't know how many years, but I know Billy did. I'm not sure about Joyce or not. But anyway, they went there. And he worked for the Government of Bureau of Soils, U.S. Government Bureau of Soils. And he made pretty good money, I guess. And he was able to have his children come up here for the and stay a whole month at the Camp Dakota. Uncle Guy had two children, Uncle Guy and Aunt Marion, Carl and Sally. And Carl still lives in the town of Marlboro. Sally's married and had one boy. I'm not sure. But anyway, I don't know where she lives. Rochester, somewhere around there. Anyway, then there's Aunt Lilla. She also was in Tacoma Park, Maryland, which is right on the Beltway of Washington, D.C. And she had two children, Robin and Betty. While I was in the service, I went down to stay at her place the weekends or and a little time off when I was going to Little Creek, Virginia in the service. And we went down there on weekends. I usually take one of the other guys, go down there on the train and go out there at their place. They always were glad to see us. And I enjoyed it very much. And of course, Robin was in the service. Matter of fact, they're both Robin and Betty have both passed away now. The next one is Uncle Edgar was the youngest. Uncle Edgar and his wife, Aunt Greta. Greta was from Canada. She had a big family up there, and she came down and went to nursing school in Keene at the Elliott Community Hospital. And got married to Edgar. They had no children, but I worked up on the farm an awful lot for Uncle Edgar. Uncle Edgar took the farm over when Graham and Gramp died. And he built that farm up to be pretty good farm. He had purebred Ayrshire cattle there. I don't know what the amount of head was at the end, but over 50. And he didn't have a milking parlor, but he did have a bulk cooler for they pick up the milk. And I worked up there an awful lot for him. Matter of fact, those 2 summers, my sophomore and junior year summers, I worked up there all year, and I got $25 a week, room and board. And I worked hard, too. That's hard work on the farm. And I got along very good with Uncle Edgar. He's always a joking type. Uncle Guy, they lived up next door from the farm. Uncle Guy did. There was not as much connection to Uncle Guy as there was Uncle Edgar. Aunt Greta. Matter of fact, after we were married, we used to go up there and play cards with Uncle Edgar and Aunt Greta. Yep. Did I say I used to work on the farm? And matter of fact, 1 year when I was in high school, I really used to come down after me, get me right out of school, take me right up there to go to work. And in the fall, especially when they were doing the putting the corn in the silo. And after, even after I was married, Lawrence will recall, he used to go up there and do the milking. Every other Sunday, we'd go up there and do the milking for him. So his herdsman could have the day off. And I enjoyed it to that extent that the only thing about it was it made the whole weekend that I was getting up early. Whereas during a regular 5.5 day week, which I worked Saturday morning, I could sleep in Sunday morning, but not this morning, not every other Sunday. I was up there at 6 o'clock. And at the late part, the latter part of it, Lawrence was up there with me. And we got our milk, we got our eggs. And in the fall, we'd get a side of beef. And we were well paid for it for the time. Uncle Edgar and Aunt Greta did not have any children. But Uncle Edgar, I got along very good with Uncle Edgar. And we had... I did a lot of work up there. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. If I hadn't, I would have gotten another job at other places. Matter of fact, when I got out of the service in 46, June of 46, my dad says to me, he says, I was going up to the farm to work. He says, gosh, he says, you're not broken in for that. He wanted me to go on and work with him. I said, what are you going to let me do? Where'd he put me? He put me in the gravel bag, shoveling sand, filling trucks with sand, with these guys that had been pouring sand into a truck for years. I got to noontime and I could hardly lift the shovel. So Dad says, well, I'll give you an easier job. He said, you can mark off the sand piles on the side of the road for the tarring. Well, I went out in the afternoon and I marked off the sand piles. my feet had blisters on them, my hands had blisters on them, and I says, to heck with that job, I'm going up to the farm and rest up. So that's what I did. I went up there and stayed there until the fall, and I took a postgraduate course. When I was drafted into the service, it was my senior year, and I didn't. They gave me a wartime diploma, but I didn't. I never finished high school, and I was going to take a little bit of more of English and some more math, and so I took a postgraduate course out to Kiev. And that's another story. That'll come later. Okay?